Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The words to which I invite you to direct your attention together with me are the final verse of the second lesson for today, Luke chapter 4, verse 13. When the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. My dear friends in Christ, Akhri final phrase of a sentence and of a section, could be considered to be emphatic by its position in its sentence, even in its paragraph, variously translated for a season, for a while, until an opportune time, till an appointed time. The phrase, in every accessible translation, bespeaks a dogged persistence on the part of the subject of the sentence, the devil. That basic thrust of meaning is worthy of emphasis in our awareness, our thinking, our planning, our action. The suggestion of stress on this subject is not meant to set aside attention to our sinfulness and to our sins. We are sinful from conception, by nature enemies of God, haters of good and lovers of evil, failures as much in doing good as in avoiding evil, violators of God's holy will in thought and feeling as well as in word and deed. But in our wariness of ourselves and of our fellow men who are without exception like us by nature, we are still naively vulnerable if we do not recognize the reality of a personal devil, understood both as a proper and a collective man, meaning a chief devil and countless devils or evil angels. These are created spirits, fallen from God and reserved for judgment, but not to be deactivated until God's final judgment of all evil. Enemies of man in their animosity against God, cunningly intelligent, superhumanly powerful, numerous enough that no man can escape their attention, irreverently arrogant enough that no man will escape their attention, as is illustrated by their temptation of Jesus, even though they confessed him to be the Son of God in the flesh. To this description now must be added the fact of dogged persistence of activity in the life of Jesus. Far more, we can be sure, than even his witness in the scriptures in such events as Peter's temptation of Jesus, which caused Jesus to see Satan in the action of Peter, far more than just in the action of the scriptures describing the entry of Satan into the heart of Judas to cause him to betray Jesus. And likewise, then, the persistent activity of this devil in our lives. How shall we be delivered from sinful world, sinful flesh, even from Satan? Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He became righteous that we might be righteous. He assumed the guilt of our sins so that we might be free of it. He died the sin-caused death so that our death in him would become the door to eternal life. He destroyed the works of the devil so that the devil should not be able to have his way with us. He did all that we had to do that could not, and put the unmistakable stamp of conquest on his work by his victorious resurrection from the dead. He sent his Holy Spirit into our hearts through word and sacrament to create in us the gift of faith by which we both believe and receive all that Jesus Christ has done and does for us. He assures us in his word that the same Spirit through the same means of grace continues to work effectively in us who believe. It is in the light of all this that we hear his counsel through the holy writer St. Peter saying, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith." That means for us to be aware that the devil is real, for us to remember that the devil is dangerously persistent in his presence in our world, our nation, our in our church, our congregation, our seminary, in our personal lives. That means for us to plan to resist the devil by steadfastness in the faith for which we flee to word and sacraments to be sustained by the Spirit. May our God sustain us to the end. God is faithful, by whom we were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He will sustain us to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.